Time to have a look at the meeting in Hobart on Friday night here on From the Stables. And Baghdad trainer Paul Williams is taking four runners to the track on Friday, and he joins me now. How are you going, Paul?
Yeah, pretty good.
That's the way. Let's have a look at your runners in Hobart on Friday night. We kick it off in race number four with Chasing Cheetahs, who's returned to your stable, and he's stared up from a spell here. And look, he wasn't disgraced in Launceston last start. He was probably just a fraction too far back in a solid last half mile.
Yeah, he actually made a little bit of ground on him, but going on the half mile mark, but just getting home in 56.1, I mean, you can't make ground on that. You've got to be a pretty good horse to do that, but he went okay. I wasn't disappointed.
Yeah. Comes up with barrier number two, and the big advantage for you on Friday night is all your main rivals have either drew wider on the track or the second line.
Yeah, he's got a good gait for a change, and we'll try and make use of it best we can.
Right, let's go to race four. Two runners engaged, and they both draw outside of the front line. We'll talk about Lockaway Casey first of all. Gareth Rattray takes the reins. She was a handy second in Launceston last start. You must have been wrapped with the way she finished off when she got out.
Yeah, she rattled home pretty well. I just needed another 10 metres or so, and probably would have got there. But anyway, she finished off real good and pulled up good. So, no, I couldn't be any more happy with her. She's going real good.
Yeah, how did she come through the run?
Yeah, not a problem. She always pretty much good as gold. If you know things are crook, if she's crook after a run, so yeah.
You take the reins on Metro Digby, who was first up here in Hobart last time out since February of 2018. He was grabbed late by Lip Reader, but he put up a brave challenge.
Yeah, we got away with a pretty easy first half in that, but he finished off good and he's trained on all right. The run would have done him the world of good for sure.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. I know he had a few trials, but as we know, there's nothing like race fitness. Is he a horse that will probably take a couple of runs to reach his peak fitness?
Yeah, he's a bit of a funny bugger. He takes two or three runs to get his straps properly, but he's trained on pretty good as well. This week's been a bit of a test with all the rain down here, but everyone down this way is in the same boat, I suppose, so yeah.
The wide draw on Friday makes it a bit of a harder challenge.
It does. We'll just have to see what he wants to do at the start, and we'll go from there, I suppose.
Your last runner of the night's in race seven, Deptui Pardu, who comes up with barrier five. He is racing out of his rating, just the way the conditions of a few races were down there on Friday night. But he hit the front at the top of the straight before being grabbed late in Hobart last start.
Yeah, I think he noted a good hit out as well. He had a couple of trials, I think, but I gave him a couple of easy runs prior to the race, I think, and that probably didn't do him the world of good. As I say, he had a pretty easy week this week with all the rain and things, so it'd be interesting to see how he goes. He can run the little bugger, it just matter which one turns up on the night with him. That's the trouble with him.
He must be a little bit frustrated. He's only won two from 35, but he's been runner-up on seven occasions.
Yeah, you could say that. He's a bit of a bugger, but when he's right, he can run pretty good. But, yeah, his last run in Launceston before this virus broke out was a pretty good run. He came from well back and run second. So, yeah, he can do it a bit. So,
yeah. So four runners in Hobart. Paul, who do you reckon your best winning chance is?
Well, I don't know. I'm sort of tipping against they're all going to be round thereabouts, but I don't know. I reckon Lockaway Casey, I mean, the way she's working and going, I mean, it's a pretty tough ask about where she is, but if Garrett gets the right run with her, I mean, she's probably got a little bit more high speed than Digby, but you never know.
Righto. Well, as you said, a few genuine chances from your stable. I wish you the very best of luck on Friday night and appreciate the time.
No worries. Thank you.